Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You will want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything. Anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You arrive into a brand new space, and you find yourself in a warm, intimate-looking lobby in a building. You find that you are seated upon a plush, luxurious royal blue chair. You hear a door open to your left, and as you look over, you are introduced to Periwinkle. He is your ally and your guide during this exploration. He tells you that he is there for you. He tells you that the space is full of trickster-like energy, kind of like Alice in Wonderland. Sometimes what you think is something small can be something big, or things can seem nonsensical, or reversed even. So just be curious, Periwinkle says, and you will have time after you leave this place to try to make more connections with what you may have initially felt was not very connected. Next, Periwinkle hands you a gift. It is a bright purple velvet envelope. The velvet feels inviting. The instructions on the envelope say, "Please open." You are curious and you are charmed by what you discover. There is a card inside the envelope and the words on the card say, "I'm a wisdom card and I'm here to give you some helpful tips on how to become more of a visionary in your own life." In order to help you become a visionary, it may help you to think about some of these aspects. The capacity of a visionary is to read what is beyond the horizon, so to speak, to imagine possibilities that are beyond the scope of what you are currently experiencing. To be a visionary is also to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Periwinkle smiles and invites you to be open to the process of envisioning and to just allow and be curious and see what bubbles up while you are in the space and after you leave this space. He tells you that there is more on the other side of the wisdom card, so you turn the card over and find that there is a picture of a beautiful peacock bird. The written message explains a bit about some of the symbolism associated with the peacock. Some of the symbolism associated with the peacock is embodied around these following words: vision, royalty, spirituality, awakening, guidance, protection, and watchfulness. Periwinkle invites you to sit down on a couch beside him, and as you do, the couch transforms into a plush travel pod for the two of you. The travel pod begins to lift a bit off the floor, and you're invited to put your helmet on that has your initials on it. The ceiling opens up, and the travel pod starts to move. A voice comes online from within the helmet. "Today you can have an experience of becoming light as air and majestic as a bird." Periwinkle gives you another gift. It is a notebook with a picture of a beautiful peacock on it. Remembering the wisdom card you read earlier, and the qualities that are symbolic of the peacock, you start to resonate with the words as you say each of these words now out loud. The word vision. In which ways can you start to envision becoming lighter in life? What would it take? What is one small action that you know would help to lighten you up in some area in your life? Royalty. As you say the word royalty out loud, you immediately sense you have the authority, like a king or queen does, within their own domain, within their own self. Where do you want to claim more authority about something in your own life? Spirituality. As you say spirituality out loud, you are feeling a connection to your higher self, and this lifts your spirits and makes you smile, as you are remembering that you too have inner wisdom and inner guidance built within you. What could be a spiritual practice that you could see, that you could envision within yourself, something that you would be willing to engage in or experiment with in order to see if it ends up being a good activity that you want to continue? Awakening. As you are now high above the ground, what is awakening within you in this moment of time? What is one grounded activity that can help to connect you to your own inner awakening? Is it meditating or going for a walk in nature or a hobby like painting or baking or perhaps playing with an animal? These are just some examples. Listen now to your own intuition as it tries to guide you. As you continue reflecting on this, you notice that the roof of the building has opened up and you have started to fly back into the lobby of the building where you land. It is there as you disembark and move outside onto the grass that you look up and in front of you, you see a beautiful field and within that area is a large, beautiful peacock. The peacock looks majestic. The tail feathers are in full view and they are so beautiful with their deep, rich colors of blue and green. You can't help but be fascinated with the display before you. As you prepare to say goodbye to this space, you remember that you were invited to start envisioning something related to your life, something that is not yet conceivable to you or perhaps does not seem possible yet to you. Just being open and allowing to this process is a great start, and you can see what develops in the days and weeks after you leave this space. Notice now that there's a peacock feather below you on the ground near your feet. You can take this with you when you leave this place to remind you of what you have found and explored here today. So take a few moments and relax. And when you feel ready, you can move your body, starting with wiggling your toes or your hands, and come into a seated position. And when it feels right, you can take a few moments to write some notes or journal if you would like, and know that you can come back here at any time. Thank you for spending some time with me today. And until next time, I wish you well.